What about some cities in Louisiana?
Baton Rouge. Gulfport. Shreveport. That's about it.
And a city famous for Mardi Gras is?
It's in Louisiana, the capital. In Baton Rouge.
And another one is New.
New. Newport?
Yeah.
Newport, Louisiana?
Well, not. Well, Shreveport. But,
Shreveport.
But New Or.
New Orleans, yeah. Yeah, New Orleans is in Louisiana, that's right.
What about some pretty big cities in Europe?
The whole Europe? Well, you got France, Paris, France, cities now, not countries. You got Leningrad, Russia, Stalingrad, Moscow, Russia. You got London, England. You got Rome, Italy. You got let's see, Switzerland. What's the name of that place in Switzerland? Geneva. You have let's see, you got Thailand, Bangkok. You got Hanoi, and you got Ho Chi Minh City, South Vietnam.
Yeah.
Be current.
Yeah.
Cause they have they really changed it over though?
I think they're gonna call it that. You know, I don't think they really changed the title.
I mean, I ain't communist and all that, but I mean, you know, like, that's what they should call it. Refer it to it as, if that's what they gonna call it, you know.
Yeah.
Ho Chi Minh City. They said they were, you know, the American press will always call it Saigon, I guess.
Yeah.
You know.
Kind of strange.
Yeah. All of that was strange, though.
Yeah, it really was.
Because, you know, like, for one, I mean, all the people got killed, all American, other allies. And South Vietnamese, they didn't seem to care, you know, one way or the other, apparently.
Mm.
You know, and in the last few days, man, you know, everyone started turntailing, you know.
Yeah, man. I think, you know, it's really strange. You can't have a democratic government if you don't have popular support, you know.
That's right. That's right.
I think, you know, the South Vietnamese army, they couldn't, their problem was they couldn't outdistance the North Vietnamese army. They ran pretty fast, but they couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, they expected the people to get back involved with it, you know. I don't think the people over here would have stood for that shit.
You know, it's kind of, we weren't even really supporting a democratic government. It's kind of a military dictatorship.
Yeah, a military dictatorship.
I mean, you can't have popular support for a military dictatorship.
Uh-uh. And all the money and everything that went into it.
Yeah.
Even during the war, this guy who was in the service was telling me that they were flying, like, fuel, gasoline, everything over there.
Yeah.
Just letting it sit up, you know, just to get rid of it, I guess, make things worse over here, you know.
Yeah.
Meat, they would send all sort of meat over there and just, you know, let it sit up or sell it or whatever, you know. Most of it would go into the black market.
Yeah.
You know, it's a wild deal.
Yeah, that's really sick.